The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes are 2-0 overall and host North Dakota State at noon Eastern time on ESPN2. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. Just, really pleased with the team's performance this past weekend. We had a great environment in Kinnick, and team really did a good job of preparing and played well. So, just happy about that. And then, moving ahead now, we've got a big challenge on our hands. Playing North Dakota State, they've just had unbelievable success up there. Five-time FCS champions, five-time straight, which is really an amazing thing. And they've just done a wonderful job. But there's a reason they've won as many games as they've had. They've they've got an excellent football team, really good players, excellent coaching staff, and everything they do is just it's first class. So, we're very, very impressed with them. Though we got a big challenge on our hand, and we're trying to get ready for Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Jesse Temple, ESPN.com.
Kirk, does North Dakota State look to you like an FBS program that simply plays with fewer scholarships than the FBS?
You can only put 11 guys on the field at once. And, my experience has been, the biggest difference is depth and just overall numbers when you compare the two. But the guys they put out there on the field are just they're tremendous football players. They've got a lot of guys that look like guys we play with that maybe get overlooked a little bit in recruiting, that type of thing, but end up being really good players. And, it's just whether you want to talk about the quarterback that got drafted by Philadelphia or a lot of the guys on their roster right now, they're just they're guys that really are very talented. They play hard. Again, they're just extremely well coached. And, the consistency you see by the way they play, whether it's this year or going back 5 years ago, and I can't tell you the exact year they really caught my attention. They were playing Minnesota. This is probably 7 or 8 years ago. You can look it up, but they beat Minnesota, and it was in the Dome, I believe, and it was not a fluke. I mean, they're a really well-coached outfit. That's kind of like my first Kodak memory of seeing them play, and it was, they basically look the same as they did then. They're just they're a good outfit.
You mentioned that Minnesota game. How aware are you of the fact that North Dakota State has beaten five straight FBS teams, and is that kind of an eye-opener as you prepare this week?
As you might imagine, I'm aware of that, and I think they're 8-3 the last 11 times going back to 06. So, this is not going to be a big deal for them to come here and play. It is going to be a big deal for them to come in here and, play to beat us. I'm not suggesting that's not big, but they're certainly not going to be overwhelmed by it. They're used to going on the road, and they're used to going on the road and having success, and I'm sure that's their plan right now.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from David Ubben, Sports on Earth.
Kirk, obviously the rules state that when a game goes final, the decision's final, it can't be overturned. But in very special cases, would you support there being some sort of appeal process or some sort of committee or protocol or avenue for coaches to explore where maybe that should not be the case?
I doubt I'll get invited on that committee or to be involved in it. But, you could argue it both ways. Rules are rules. And, it's just the whole thing's unfortunate. But, I guess you could play the devil's advocate on that thing, too, and, flip it around. How'd you feel to be Central Michigan and find out, 24 hours later that what you thought was a win was, not a win. So, it's an unfortunate situation no matter what side of the coin you look at. And it's just, like I said, it's unfortunate.
So would you want there to be any option if you were voting?
I got to tell you, I haven't really thought much about it, but I'll put that on my list to think about.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Your next question is from Jeff Kopak, Fargo Forum.
Hey, Coach, in the day and age of the spread offense, and I think NDSU's done it at the FCS level, why have you, at the FBS level, maintained a more physical style of play?
Well, it's just I think you do what's best for your program, and that's up to interpretation of whoever you are. I know our last two ball games last year were against teams that played a very physical type of football, and they were awfully impressive, both those teams and both those programs were. But, you know, you can look around the country and find teams that play other styles, too, that are very successful as well. And, you know, I think it's just it's probably like a lot of things. You know, you just have to determine what you feel is in the best interest of your team. And part of that's what you're comfortable coaching, but also part of it is probably recruiting, those kinds of things. And just, you know, do what you think is best for your program. So, you know, there really aren't right answers on this whole thing. And, you know, it's just, to me, it's more about what's best for your program. And then really what matters is, you know, everybody believing it and, you know, executing it to the best of their ability, whether it's a spread or, you know, a power attack, whatever it may be.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Your next question comes from Chad Listicow, Des Moines Register.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Hey, Chad.
Wanted to ask, I heard you reference the 22-game winning streak at home over the weekend, and obviously you're at 9 now. Is that, do you feel like the home field advantage is, there is an actual home field advantage at Kinnick and that's been restored, or are you not as much of a believer in that?
Well, I do believe there's an advantage, and it's probably everywhere. Everybody's home. You know, I think everybody takes pride in, you know, playing well on their own turf. And, you know, my experience goes back to my first time in the stadium in 1981, September of 81. There's no question it was a home field advantage that day, and it was a big upset for our team. And we followed it up with another one 2 weeks later. So, you know, if you have a great stadium, which we do, and we have great fans, you know, if you can get them involved, it's not everything, but it sure is, I think, helpful. And more importantly, it means you're playing well at home, and that's something you want to do. So are we there yet? No. But we're trying to climb. We're trying to build something. And I just brought that up because, you know, it's tied in with our better teams. And if you look historically throughout the years, at least 81 on, you know, our best teams have played well at home, and that's something you need to do. But I can double talk too. You know, if you really want to be a great team, you got to play well on the road too. But, you know, on that topic, you got to take care of your home turf.
And then just as a follow-up, are you aware, how aware are you of how North Dakota State's fan base travels? And I would expect that you're aware that they're going to probably bring a bunch of fans here this weekend.
Yeah, you know, I just mentioned a minute ago about, you know, seeing them on film against Minnesota, whenever that was. It was in the Dome, so it's a while back. But that was my snapshot, you know, on film. But then, you know, if you watch them on TV, which I've seen them at Kansas State, you catch bits of it and their championship games and all that type of thing. Their fans look like our fans. Looks like they travel. They love to support their team. And I do remember that Kansas State game. I saw the end of it, whatever year that would have been. And they had a large contingent of fans, you know, down in Manhattan. And, you know, we've been hearing for quite some time that they're going to have a lot of tickets here, and they're going to be well represented on our on Saturday in our stadium.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We can take one more question for Coach.
Your final question comes from Lee Brocknick, Omaha World Herald.
Kirk, I wondered if you were still on speaking terms with Gene Taylor or if you've told him to stay in his office.
You know, I'd forgotten all about it, but he has not been to practice yet, and I may have to ban him. But, yeah, both, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, Gene was there when all this program really just got so fortified in recent history, and then, you know, Gary Bard is an alum. So they're well represented on our campus, and we're glad that, certainly glad Gary and Gene are with us. But, yeah, it's just – It's they've just done what they've done is remarkable. You know, 5 straight championships. That is hard to do in any sport, any time, any era. That's really impressive. And you know, so you got to give them an awful lot of credit. And Gene was part of that building process for sure.
Okay, thanks, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Bye bye.